opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
I Talk Radio Network. I'm your host. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is a Thursday, June the 8th, 2017, and we have a live show for you today, and I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and being a part of this network and this show, because we greatly, greatly appreciate you. And anytime during the show, after we play a couple of videos, I want you to hear a couple of very, very important things about what's going on in the world. You can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. But before we get into all of that, the show itself, let's talk about, as we always do, the business at hand. First is taking care of Black Talk Radio Network to ensure that this network is on air to bring you the programming that has been bringing you in the past, and the programming that is presently bringing you, and so that we will have a program for it in the future. And you could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and that is the home, that is the website for this network, and the home page. You'll see there is a donation button that's right there in green, the holding hands that's there. Click that, and that will show you how you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow and bring you what it's been bringing you and even more. All donations are greatly appreciated, both great and small. They are all significant to us here. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet for your protection and for your community, and for you to come together, and it is known as BTR Community, and this was created by Black Talk Radio Network as a social media outlet for you all to engage in, because it's not like Fedbook, it's not like tweeting, telling, it's not like snapping, Snapchat, and all that other stuff. It is where you are not being adversely affected. Because your overall, no one will ever sell your identity to any bidder. And not only that, you won't be adversely harmed as you would otherwise on the mainstream media platforms. Many of us don't know that. Many have missed all kinds of opportunities because it's a data mining platform. So come on over to BTR Community, and you can find that on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and that will set you up for only $24 a year. Be a part of it, and you can post stuff about yourself, about your business, and things that you think are relevant, everything that you would be able to do other places, but it is more holistic to you and the overall direction. So come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R Prosperity, and is MINT, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. So that someone can get in contact with you and to just to make sure that you understand the buying process of the precious metals, how it works. And believe me, that is for your advantage. So definitely do that. Okay. Also, on July the 1st of 2017, we are going to be having in Dallas, Texas, at the Central Library in Dallas. And that's 1515 Harris. Oh, shoot, I forgot the address because I can't see it. I think it's – I'm not quite sure, so I'm not going to say. But it's on the – if you go to eventbrite.com and just look up Control Your Wealth by Prosperity Mint, Control Your Wealth Seminar, Control Your Wealth Seminar by Prosperity Mint is going to be held in Dallas on July the 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is $300 for single tickets, $550 for couples. Also, if you're not able to come to Dallas, which I would hope that you all would be able to do, if you're not able to come to Dallas, then you could do it. You can actually have it. Everything will be broadcast for you online and then shipped out to you, or it will be made available to you for that seminar. And it's this same price for $300. So that's how you could do that. Very, very easy. Hopefully you all will be able to come in because it's going to be a great seminar put on. It's going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. And what's going to happen is that Legacy Wealth Management will have some time, and they're going to talk about trust and foundations, why that's so important, how to do it, why you should be doing it, how to leverage it, and the significance of that, which is very, very, very important. Then not only that, there will be an hour of the precious metals class that will be given. Then there will be a presentation of things to come that's happening for you to see. And then there's also the debriefing of how we can all collectively come together. And there will be other opportunities, financial, health-wise opportunities that will be brought to you to actually put yourself and your family, in my opinion, in a much, much, much better position. So that is going to be Control Your Wealth Seminar in Dallas, Texas, July the 1st. Come on down. Just go to Eventbrite and just look up Control Your Wealth Seminar. Okay. Also, if you would like to engage in the cryptocurrencies, you could do that tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day today and tomorrow is the last day to sign up, fund, and fund your Trade Coin Club account so that you'll be eligible to someone is going to win an American Silver Eagle, and my man John Black is going to give a trip to someone. So make sure if you haven't completed the process, make sure you do that so you'll be eligible for that. And get into this, to the cryptocurrency, phenomenal things, where it's going and everything else. So that's, you could do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com. That's rcryptocurrency.com. And that will lead you to the Trade Coin Club platform, and then sign up there. Then fund your account, get your cryptocurrencies inside of there, or if you have any already, that would be the quickest way. Then you'll be eligible for the drawing for the trip that is going to be actually happening here on Tando Radio Show tomorrow. We'll announce, we'll do the drawing here. So looking forward to that in itself. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. And as always, there's a lot that's going on. Let me just, because I am not on the board today. So if you would like to call in at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit **. I won't be able to see you in queue, but if you just say, excuse me, I'll hear you. I'll be able to go to you, and then we'll take it from there. Okay, so let's check out what's in the news. First article from what's in the news. Hopefully this will load up for me. This has to do, and this one comes from yonhapnews.co.kr, and this is a Korean publication. North Korea tests six missiles yesterday, and I can't see the board. I can't see it right now. So I'm going to have to, let me see if I can try it this way. I think that'll work. Okay. Let me see 1 second. North Korea fires missiles. Hopefully it'll load up for me real quickly. And while it does that, we will be able to. So while it's doing that, but that is it, the article of North Korea actually fired off more missiles yesterday. And actually, this is the sixth missile test that North Korea has engaged in since this so-called crisis with the United States has happened. So I can't see it. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Business Insider. And it says U.S. Senate condemns ISIS and then passes tough sanctions against Iran. So check out that article. That one came from Business Insider. U.S. Senate condemns ISIS claimed attack in Tehran but still passed tough sanctions. Check out that article. This whole thing is really starting to play itself in a real bad way. So let me see if I got this. It just popped up for me, so maybe I can get the other article so I can get it exactly as we posted it here in Tando Radio Show. Uh-oh, it's doing a bunch of things. Okay, so this whole thing that, and this is what today's show is really going to be about today, is so much that's really transpiring that we need to be fully aware of. So here we go. Pop up for me. Yes. Nah, nope. So it's not going to do it for me. Okay. So I have to just come back to that one. Next article. This one is very, very important. Another good article. This one comes from RebootIllinois.com. It says, because it's not pulling up, the cost and consequences of the Illinois budget crisis. Illinois is in a deep, deep budget crisis. And this is something that we'll probably chime in on tomorrow on Financial Friday. Very, very, very important. So we'll check that one out. Check out that article for yourself. Very important. Okay, so this was the first article that I couldn't read. North Korea fires multiple ballistic missiles, South Korea military. North Korea launched a salvo of apparent ballistic missiles from its east coast yesterday, South Korean military says. So this whole thing is starting to really continue to expand. So check out that article. Next article comes from... this one comes from Press TV. And Press TV is a Russian, it's an Iranian publication. Russia, Syria censors U.S. airstrikes in Hamas Providence. So basically, Syria and Russia have condemned the latest deadly attack by U.S.-led coalitions targeting any army positions in Syria, saying it proves Washington is supporting terrorism. So this is going to lead into a all-out confrontation relatively soon, in my opinion. So check out that article. Next article comes from Watts Supply. What's up? Oh, sorry. Duh. It says what's up with that.com. And this one says solar update. June 2017, the sun is slumped ahead even lower than previous before. Solar update. June 2017, the sun is slumping and headed even lower. So basically the sun is not having as many solar flares, or could it be because of the chemtrails that are being sprayed in blocking out the sun from reaching the planet in the way that it was created and designed to be? I would say yes, that is definitely a part of it all. So check that out. Next article comes from Press TV as well. Russia. U.S. bombing Syrian troops is an act of aggression. And this what came out today. Russia is saying that the U.S. is bombing Syrian troops, and which is an act of aggression. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, means that they're going to and there is going to be a military response against U.S. troops. And this is really just nothing more than a politically correct way to say it's an act of war. This whole thing is starting to fall apart. And especially now with things that are going on, we definitely need to be made aware of. And to all of these articles go together, in my opinion. And then the next article comes from Business Insider. China militarizes disputed islands in a bid to control the Asian Sea. China is expanding its militarization of the South Sea of China to bolster its de facto control. Check out that article by... By Business Insider. So let me... I think I made a mistake here. So check out that article. Okay, and hopefully I didn't lose my 1 second, because I'm not in at my usual place. I am having a little difficulty. Hopefully I didn't lose my place with what's in the news. May have. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, there we go. All right, cool. Came back. All right, great. So here we go. Next article is coming up. Just bear with me. But before we do that, right now as we speak, strategically, the world militarily are positioning assets for the war that is going to be sprung upon the everyday citizen being unaware very, very soon. From the South Sea of China to the Pacific to the Mediterranean, to the Strait of Hormuz, all of this, the Persian Gulf, all of this area is being strategically positioned for war, ladies and gentlemen. And reason being is because it's definitely going to happen. Next article comes from USA Today. And the article says, California's endless winter, 8 feet of snow still on the ground in June. So that is going to have major runoff problems once that starts to melt. So check that article out as well. Because I posted that one in the sun one, because there's been a lot of people, and there's a lot of evidence that's saying that the Earth is starting to move towards a new ice age, and it's this global warming stuff is a lie. It's all about creating distractions and creating a commercialized marketing scheme. That's all that this really is with this global warming stuff. So check out that article. Next article comes from statistics.com. The world's most and least peaceful country, and it has over 161 countries that are listed. And in my opinion, the United States should be towards the very, very bottom. So let's take a look at where it is. Oh, it is. United States is 114. I think it should be way much, much lower, especially for the overall aggressive acts that the U.S. is engaged in. So it's number 114, as said by statistics.com. Next article comes from, this one comes from the Arabic Cerebrally Naive Network. And you need to right-click this one. This is where the Qataris said that they were going to fight and to position themselves for a battle no matter what. And then the next article as well comes from another one that you have to right-click, also comes from the Arabic Cerebrally Naive Network. And where the Qatar government foreign minister will be traveling to Russia on Saturday. Why do you think they're going to Russia? Because that's who they're going to be going to, Russia and China and Iran, for overall military aid and protection. And that is already starting to happen, because Turkey is now sending troops And Iran has committed to protecting Qatar. This whole thing is falling apart and is going to be major. So, and that is going to adversely, directly affect every single person listening to Tando Radio Show today. Next article. Next article comes from Business Insider. And it says, this one comes from Business Insider. New study finds that black troops are way more likely to be punished than white troops. This is nothing new for those that have been in the military. You know that to be true, and it's been that way since. So check out that article as well. And here it is on a cusp of a major confrontation in globally. And this is what continues to happen and what's continuously we're having to lead and deal with here. So check out that. Next article. Oops. One second. Next article comes from, almost finished with it's within the news. Next article. Let me move this down. Sorry. Next article comes from Business Insider. Bahrain said all options are on the table against Qatar, meaning global war. This one came from Business Insider. Check out that article. Then the next article came from Strategic Culture, and it says Syrian Caldrum one step away from a major showdown. And that's so true. And I'm lost my internet. So next article. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, great. Next article comes from, what is this one comes from? Oh, this one came from Press TV. Turkey Parliament approves Turkey Parliament approves troop deployment to Qatar. So that is one we talked about yesterday and reiterating today for a very important reason. Next article comes from Press TV as well. And it says, and this one says that Tehran's terror attack outcome of Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia is the terror attack that happened in Tehran yesterday an outcome of Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia? Well, let me tell you, I think there are very, very powerful nations, even those that are nuclear-powered nations, believe that that is the case. And one of those nuclear-powered nations is the one that was actually where the terrorist act happened yesterday in Tehran. They believe that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia is behind this. And this is going to be a very, very – this is why we're posting everything that we're posting here today, because this is going to lead to a military conflict, World War III, that's going to lead to GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. Next article from Reuters. Iran hits back at India, tapping Russia's Gazprom to develop its giant gas fields. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Why Saudi Arabia's pushes Qatar and how? And how Qatar could respond? Well, Qatar is going to respond by going to getting the protection and falling under the hedge of protection of Russia, China, and Iran. Check out that article. Next article, this one from Business Insider. China's trade surplus widens. Next article, this is all a part of the war paradigm. Next article is from Reuters, very, very important one. U.S. shoots down pro-Syrian government drone firing on coalition forces. This is a major, major event. This is where Syria is now taking the fight to U.S. troops in Syria. And this is not the end. This is only the beginning. This is a major, major, major development. So that's everything that's in the news. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue. I'm not on the board, so I can't see you. Just say excuse me, and I will definitely go to you. So with that being said, posted all of this here because what's going on and what happened yesterday and what's developing is now everything towards this global war has sped up completely, and it's and I really don't see it turning around. From North Korea having its six ballistic missile testing, to the terror attack in Tehran, to the engagements in Syria, to Qatar. All of these things are leading and are going to continue to perpetuate themselves into military conflict. And when that military conflict happens, the changes that will happen here in the United States will be drastic, in my opinion, because this will be the first time that the U.S. will be engaged in military confrontations with countries that can defend themselves and have offensive counter strikes in the lower 48 or in the continental U.S. U.S. or in Alaska. That is not a myth. That is an actual fact. From all of the countries that how this whole thing is aligning up and how it is aligning up projective wise is you can see that the U.S. will not have any allies in this whole group. So all of those that oppose the U.S. will be coming together to handle them by way of cyber attacks, by way of the new battlefield on the cyber battlefield, and in the old traditional battlefields, and the economic and the trade ones. And this is going to have drastic effects. So this is very, very critical now. And it is only, in my opinion, there's no turning back. So what I want to do yesterday, there was a YouTube video and from yesterday about what Iran, in regards to Iran by a U.S. Congressman. And I want you to hear what he says. There's a very short one. Scotty's going to play it real quick. Scotty, I posted it yesterday under the 7th. The Wise Wednesday one is the YouTube video that's there with the guy in the tie, and the commentary is SMH, shaking my head. So, Scotty, if you would just play that really quickly. It's a short one.
Got to wait for it to load up, Dave. I'll let you know.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, so this is This whole scenario, how everything is unfolding, you need to know about, because it's not something that's haphazard. All the other stuff that was going on in the States today is mildly interesting, but it is all tied into it because that's how the system wants it to be, and they're going to tie it into it. And yesterday was a very pivotal point, and then today was even more of a pivotal point when when Syria attacked coalition or U.S. and coalition is a short word for in a politically correct way to say attack U.S. troops with a drone, fired on them with a drone, and this is going to continue to perpetuate. So here is where we are, and Iran is already saying that Trump's visit, celebrity figurehead President of the United States Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia a week ago or when it was that he was there, this is where all of this was, a part of this was agreed upon to do this and to destabilize Qatar, to destabilize Yemen, to destabilize Iran, to destabilize Syria, and to destabilize Russia and China by those means and methods. But what's going to happen is that since then, Saudi Arabia is now putting in a naval blockade against Qatar, that is going to prevent oil from moving out of that region.
I'm ready, Dave.
So we are in a real, real kisser. So, Scotty, I'm ready. So whenever you're ready, just listen to and see how, and I want you to read between the lines and read between the lies and to listen to and see how this is starting to unfold. It is more than serious.
Iran,
it is very real, and it's going to be used.
Here we go. Saudi Arabia after a pair of terror attacks in Tehran. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility. It would be their first successful attack inside Iran. The State Department has condemned the attacks, even as Tehran issued a statement blaming the United States. It reads, quote, "The public opinion of the world, especially Iran, recognizes this terrorist attack, which took place a week after a joint meeting of the United States president and the head of one of the region's backward governments, which constantly supports fundamentalist terrorists, as very significant," end quote. Virginia Congressman Scott Taylor is a former Navy SEAL and a member of the House Appropriations Committee and the Subcommittee on Homeland Security. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
What do you make of Iran blaming us?
Well, I think, you know, Iran, they have their own domestic political needs, and they have to shore up their base, of course. I think it's a mistake, though. I think that, you know, the fact that the Islamic State, and let me preface this by saying you have to have your thoughts and prayers to any innocent victims of terror anywhere around the world. But you have the Iranian government. They probably don't want to admit that they've been penetrated by the Islamic State right in their capital. Hmm. At the same time, they should be very cautious and careful, because that kind of rhetoric against Saudi Arabia, as we know, is one of their rivals in the region. I mean, that's an act of war. So they have to be pretty careful about that rhetoric, because that could lead to some unintended consequences of potential violence.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So I said Saudi Arabia in my leading comments, but they call them a backward government, Saudi Arabia.
Well, there's no question that the Iranians and the Saudis, you know, they fight for sort of regional dominance, and they're constantly issuing, insults like that against each other all the time. But this is much more harsh and has much more potential again for escalation. So they should be cautious about it. Mm-hmm. I understand they're dealing with their own domestic politics and trying to show that they're, you know, that they were penetrated by the Islamic State, but that's dangerous in that kind of rhetoric.
You know, Congressman, you pointed out the irony too of Iran actually talking about supporting terror groups. Let's pop up on the screen. Well, their hands are not clean in this regard. Hezbollah, Hamas, Hezbollah in Iraq, Shia fighters to support Assad's regime, brutal crackdown inside Syria. I mean, the list actually goes on and on. We'll leave it up on the screen and get your thoughts.
Well, there is no question about it that Iran, via their proxies that you just named, many of them, are trying to increase their influence and trying to be regional hegemons in the Middle East. And quite frankly, they have increased their power, certainly in the past decade or so, but their hands are not clean, of course, in financing and influencing terrorism around the region to advance their own political interests.
Well, and we just did a deal with them. We brokered a deal that actually put some more money in their hands, Congressman.
Well, in my opinion, obviously, I'm very overtly against the deal. I believe in the short term, we have helped them finance these proxy folks to gain, so they have gained regional influence in the short term. And in the long term, I think that we've put them on a path to be able to get nuclear weapons. And I think it's the wrong deal, and it's bad, and we should do something about it.
All right. Part of your resume is as a former Navy SEAL, and you have been in that part of the world. ISIS. 30 countries plus now. Generals are telling me that they are, even though we're hitting them inside Syria and other places, they're still growing. What is the latest on the Islamic State terror group, which I call the Savages?
Well, you know, I like your strength in that statement, but you know, you have a network group, right? So this is unlike anything in the, you know, previous to 10 years ago, in terms of them having the ability to grow exponentially via the internet, of course, being able to influence folks from some countries into other ones. You know, we have to have increased communication between not just states, but even cities as well, too, between each other as well.
Hmm.
There are certainly physical things that we have to do. We have to kill folks in certain areas and not allow them to have safe harbor, but we also have to combat this online as well, too, and we need partnerships around the world to be able to do that.
Representative Scott Taylor, always great to talk with you.
All right, it's done, Dave.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so that's what you heard from Lying Like a Fox News. And I hope you were able to pick up a lot of, and I want to just talk about this really quickly, because there was a lot of things that were said there that were very dangerous. and very telling. And one, right off the bat, in my opinion, what Iran said was absolutely right. If you notice, they said that world opinion is that this was a part of after the U.S., after Trump had made a visit to Saudi Arabia. Basically, the agreement and the go-ahead was given during that trip. And Iran said that it was world opinion. Now, where would that world opinion come from? Could it come from, let's just say, we already know that there are proxies and there are minions. Minions work for, they just do what they're told. And how this system, in my opinion, works is it has a bunch of minions that are put out in front of people so that they can control the narrative and to bring the propaganda. So these minions, and there's actually minions in the military, minions here, and they think that they're doing something, but in actuality, they're working against their own interests. Because they don't think they buy these lies as there's a such thing as the United States and Iran. There is no such thing that was created by man. That's a falsehood that's created by man to control people. There is no such thing as it. But because of that, that becomes a dividing factor in everything. That's what it really is. So Iran said that in world opinion. What is that world opinion? That's the intelligence agency telling and sharing, collaborating what happened in Tehran. Probably, not saying that all of that is true, but if that's what is going to want to be used, it will be used. Now, why is that so significant? Because if you really think about Iran said there is the sentiments that have been displayed globally in the past 4 to 5 to 6 years. What has been the progressive movement in the world is becoming anti-America. It's the purge of America. They're outwardly saying it now in their parliaments, in their legislative bodies, in their newspapers, and it's not just some news commentary or some reporter. It's actually the celebrity figureheads that so-called represent the government of that selective nation. Because of the Make America Great, America First, that just put it on a even faster track. But that track was already laid before celebrity figurehead Trump ran for the celebrity figurehead office and was selected to that office. That was because this is what the system wants, and that's absolutely right. So they do have world opinion. And what does that mean? That means that they're going to use that in the purge in convicting the U.S. to where there will be a world war against the U.S. We've been talking about this, and I had nothing to do with it, but this is exactly what we've been talking about, and you're seeing it come to full fruition right now, that there's going to be a purge. And the rest of the world is going to team up. And they're going to team up and divest themselves of the United States financially, geopolitically, socially, militarily, and economically. And this is how it's being laid out. Why is this so important? Iran is a key player in oil in today's world. A key player. So, who do you think is going to side with Iran? Everybody that needs to get oil from Iran is going to be there. And in these deals and in these brokerings, they already know that these deals are going to bring about the scrutiny of the U.S. and its military control of the world and its control of the world by military force. And then when they sit down at these deals to create these deals, part of the agreement is that in my opinion, because it's very easy to see that that military threat will be jointly shared with Iran and everyone that they make deals with Iran. And the countries are lining up to do business with Iran. This is huge. This is so big because it's the end of the empire that you're seeing here. So they are all, everyone that Iran makes a deal with is now basically, in so many, for in all sense and purposes, is an ally of Iran. France, Italy, bunch of countries are lining up to do that. So, excuse me. So, sorry about that, everyone. So, this is where we are, and it's starting to unfold. So I noticed that. And then another thing that we noticed, if you heard the celebrity figurehead congressman, when Iran said that the U.S. was behind it, and he said, speaking about Iran better be careful of that time type of rhetoric against Saudi Arabia. They didn't say that against Saudi Arabia. They said that against the U.S. They said that about the U.S. And then what was his response? That's an act of war. What? An act of war is actually, there is some action. The act of war has already been played out. And I love how they went down all of the terrorist groups that that so-called Iran has been engaged in. Okay, cool. Well, let's look at Saudi Arabia and let's... For number one, you don't have to look at the U.S. as just funding. And you could go down and name it all. The U.S. itself is a state of terror.
But, hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave, I was looking at the list, and they had, like, the Palestinian Liberation Movement, Hamas. Hamas was a democratically elected or a political organization.
Yep.
Just because they have an armed wing, well, don't the United States also have a military? So, I mean, it's just crazy. So this was basically a political hit list, was all the groups that they named. Hezbollah. Those they're active in Lebanon, and they're also helping Syrians as well. And so they have, could we call those proxies of Iran? Well, yeah, Iran do help arm them, train them, or whatever. No different than the United States, but I wouldn't call those groups that they listed as terrorist groups. These, you know, they're only called terrorists because of the conflict they have with Israel emanating from the Six-Day War.
Right.
You know, and Israel still occupying many of their lands. So yeah, man. But I'm glad you pointed out that was a highly produced propaganda segment that you got from Fox right there.
Yeah, and it's so bad, and it's Scotty is absolutely right. The U.S. itself is a terrorist organization. Here is why. They have used their military might for political and economic gain. Plain and simple. They colonize, they conquer, they drop two nuclear devices on a land in Japan. The only country to ever do that. That was an act of terror. And what did that do? That caused the rest of the world to say, okay, you're the boss now. UB's the boss. That's an act of terror. Why did they have the Navy that they have? Because you have a Navy at this size. You know how many aircraft carriers China has? You know how many aircraft carriers Russia has? Nowhere near the U.S. because they're not trying to perpetuate their overall military threat and seizures, asset forfeitures throughout the world.
Hey, Dave, let me point out something you just pointed out. China did just create its first super aircraft carrier. But why does the United States have so many carriers? Well, it's in the name, aircraft carrier. What does the United States like to do? drop bombs. So the other nations that you mentioned are not dropping hundreds of thousands of, who knows, man, how many bombs have the U.S. been dropping for decades from those aircraft, from aircraft housed on those aircraft carriers. Those other nations aren't traveling to so-called international waters or off of someone else's coast and lobbing missiles into it. That's why they don't have the aircraft carriers, because they are not trying to use force, like you said. They're not trying to use force to make secure their place in the world.
Exactly, Scotty. And it's so, just for those that don't know, the celebrity figurehead president now says, "Oh, the U.S. has never been angels. We've done our murderous things all over the world as well." He was absolutely right when he said that. He was absolutely right when he said that. And he said that they for their terrorists for political gains. There is no other country that's been living by that. Not only that, enslaving other countries' economy, stealing their resource, stealing their energy of their citizenry, but the U.S. and passing off a piece of paper saying that you're going to acquire this piece of paper and you're going to give up your assets and we're going to give you this piece of paper worth something for nothing. Something of value for something of no intrinsic value at all. That is because that's organized crime. That's RICO at the highest, and that's organized crime. That's just the truth. And now they have, we're just speaking about this, you can actually, by their laws, their written laws, because of the Patriot and NDAA, they can come and seize you and detain you indefinitely because of that. That's because these punk cowards are afraid that people will become aware as to what they're doing, and they will say no. They want no opposition as they continue to enslave and subjugate the world. But it ain't just the U.S. It's not just the U.S. This is the play that's been in play since they started calling civilization. Civilization means enslavement. And it always has. And if we continue to allow what's been happening in the past, it will always be. It will always be. So, a couple of more things before we go to the commercial break. He said in there, he said, and we should do something about this. Talking about Iran, we should do something about this. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, that this whole thing and all of you, listen to that over again. Listen to that over again. You pick up so much more and more and more. This is the propaganda that is going to be stroked here for your daughters and your sons at the ages of, down to the age of your daughters and your sons, down to the age of 16, 17, going off to fight this war, because that's what it's going to absorb. It's going to siphon.
They should say, hell
right
no,
from,
we won't go. That's what we should say. That's what I say if they try to come for mine. You know, hell no.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Because you're not even protecting me from these racial terror groups right here, even though you have laws on the books going back to 1871 designating the Klan as a doggone terrorist organization that President Grant waged war on. So why should I, you know, I didn't notice all of this information when I joined the military. Obviously, my parents didn't either. But now that I know, that's why my daughters did not go in the military, and one of them did want to go in the Air Force. But just think about that. Send you off to war, but they ain't protecting you when you got a terrorist attacking college students who just happen to be in the U.S. Army. Just inducted, but they ain't calling that terrorism. I won't even use the language of hate crime no more, David. It's terrorism. What the hell? You know, that's crazy. Why is it when something happened and committed by a certain people who look a certain kind of way, have a certain religion, oh, that's terrorism. But if it's a person who looks like the predominant population here in the United States, oh, that's just hate. No, it's terrorism.
Yep. It's the domesticated, the internal domestic violence that continues by their terms of what America is, the domestic violence that it wages against here that is accepted because it has to have that those dividing factors. And this is so true. And this is going to continue to perpetuate itself and move into where it's going to be a real, real challenge for many because the surprise is right around the corner. So when they talk about we should do something about it, they're setting the stage for just that now. And I'm going to tell you, they already lost. We've been telling you and getting you prepared and for you to do things. And because of that, there's going to be a wealth transfer, and we want to make sure that you will not be on the opposite end of that wealth. It has nothing to do, what many of us think, has everything to do with being able to protect your independence and your sovereignty. Your sovereignty and self-determination. You always have that option. Always have that option, regardless of the condition that you're in. But if your condition is in such a turmoil, if your condition is always so critical and your overall need is so dire, it's very easy for us to compromise. Then one of the things the system knows is that because they control resources, they can starve you out. I don't know how many of us are willing or strong enough to endure that. But see, the thing is that they won't put that in front of your face as a direct challenge to you. First, you have to look and see all of their lies for what they are. Then no matter what they do is a lie. Then they know that that individual resonates in the way that the only thing that's left is to say, comply or die. And I always say, how can you kill someone and you didn't give them life? But here's what matters. There's so many people, and we always talk about how strong this system is. Yes, it's strong because we give it strength, but it is fragile and weak once we remove our energy from it. It can only be a strong, it's only as strong as we allow it to be self-destructing to us. If we do not allow the self-destruction, it is a weak system. Regardless of what technology they were able to acquire, regardless of whatever, one of the greatest attributes is free will. It is life creating. So, very, very important. It creates life. So, if you have a condition that technology has created, how did it create that? It created it from a free will. You can do it as well. So, we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. When we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I'm not on the board. Just hit star, and then say excuse me once you do that, and then I'll hear you. We'll go to you. Definitely. When we come back, I want to play a video. It's a little long, but it's some of the things that you need to be doing. So when we come back, we'll do that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, is there a caller that's there? I thought I heard someone. No, that was Scotty queuing up. Okay. All right.
No, you do got a call. Let's take it on the other side.
Okay, cool. We'll take it on the other side. All right. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we got a caller in queue, and then after the caller, we're going to play a video that's a little bit longer, but it'll take us right up until the end of the show. Very, very important one. And then, so just wanted to resonate with you all that way. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, before we go into that. Okay, so the caller that we have in queue, welcome caller to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? What is your question or comment?
Peace, Brother Dave.
What's up there, Brother Mel?
Hey, man, I'm straight, man. Peace, Brother Scotty. I had a question for Brother Scotty.
You got it, bro.
If you're there, Brother Scotty, I had a question for you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Because I wanted to... Yes, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good, man. I was wondering, man, can I play a short clip, like a poem? I just wanted the BTR community to hear a clip. Is it okay if I play it off of YouTube?
This Dave program, that's the person to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You got it all queued up and everything?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play this clip, and I'm going to mute myself.
Are burning like fires among those who guard this goal as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. A racism and greed keep the people in need from getting what's rightly theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, dying and selling their humble dwelling. It is aim of the master plan. Because paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole the people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupons, paper for bills. And now the U.S. mint on paper prints millions every day and use the eagle for their symbol, because gives the bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words "In God We Trust." But the dollar bill is the only God. They don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and law. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now I know it means an endless amount stolen over the years. And coexist means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid state tell the date they began to exist when they established the Grand Hotel in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, and unfinished work of art. For 13 to 3rd is how the amazing goes without. calling the fall. 13 stars in the original flag. 13 demons in the devil's bag. 13 birds and 13 leaves. 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves. 13 owls in the eagle's claws. 67 corporations where the devil's born. 13 stripes on the eagle's shield. And these are the symbols on the U.S. beast. Now, on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a chicken that's been left unzipped. The symbols in the middle represent the fiddle of the scales, the ruler, and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the class of masonry. The scales can represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. It also represents the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mystery of the secret of the seal that only the covenant human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last part of the secret of the seal and tell how they fool the people if the secret paper money was real. Now, Tsar means the treasury where they store the gold they know, and Amur means the punish, a lack of change they bought and sold. A then 710, a mean 7, a like a 1776, or when the 13 devils gather to unleash their bag of tricks. A then sigil, a means the images they've created to fool the world, a like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurled. And now red is for the color of the Indian man, white for the devil who stole the land, blue for the eyes that hypnotize on truth and cast the sun. And even to this very same day, they all speak with false tongues. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the hands of the ten, because a pluribus unum means one out of many.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what? I remember when I was very young, my brother had exposed me to that, and I almost know where I was the first couple of times that I heard it. And so, very true. Very, very true. And this is things that you can actually do your research and see, and it is, that's what is there, and it leads into different agreements. It leads into different treaties. It leads into different trusts and different foundations that are misinterpreted by many people here. Not thinking it is one thing when it actually means much, much more. Much, much more. And so these are some of the things that we should be engaging ourselves in so that we can establish what is to our benefit collectively. So, yeah, Mal, it's just one of the greatest, to me, it's just one of the greatest depictions of the one of the greatest lies ever lived, because and so many of us, well, we still live it. We still live it because
right
very
to this
few.
Day. And yes, yeah. Sir. And that you know, that was a poem written in the early 70s. And did you hear him say, "Paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back
stinger.
It up."
Yep.
No stinger. No, it's not backed by
in the very
stinger.
Beginner.
Wow.
It is backed by something, and that's what Dave alluded to earlier, terrorism.
Yes. Yes.
The U.S. military might.
But now they're not the big bully on the block anymore. We're not the big bully on the block anymore.
That's true. That's true. As the rest of the world wakes up and combine their forces, that's why I'm saying people don't understand what it would mean to invade Syria, because it's not just Syria that you're going to be dealing with. And so when Dave was talking earlier about those U.S. troops being fired upon by the Syrian drone, it's the U.S. troops that's in the invading force. They don't. I have not heard of, even if we go by Congress, is there any kind of authorization to put troops on the ground?
No.
I haven't heard Congress vote on that. But even outside of that, there is no UN security mandate. And even outside of that, just common sense tells me I can't invade another man's land and then expect him not to shoot at me. Okay? But, I mean, that could really blow up into a world war. And, you know, their paper money is what they're fighting for. That's what, you know, they tell us we're fighting for you know, God, country, and all that jazz, when no, you are fighting to back that petrodollar and keep it dominant. So, you know, that's why, again,
I don't mean to be vulgar, but it's like a pimp.
One sec, Brother David.
It's about to lose his woman, and you know what I mean? It's like a pimp that's about to lose his woman, and he's going to, you know, do whatever he can to, you know, to put fear into her and to make sure she stays with him. I feel you. Now, I'm gonna mute my line, man. Thank you, brothers, for taking my call.
Great. Thank you, brother Mel. Good. Brother Davis, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to add to the fact that this is America LLC. This is not a company. They no longer look for Congress and the Senate to pass laws, because they've already told you that the Constitution that we once knew and lived by is an obsolete document that you might as well put in your shoe, so that literally your feet won't be on the ground. But in reality, what is happening now, we're going to see over and over again. Here's the backlash. Those countries are going to start waking up. Right now, Tanzania have been told to their farmers that they can no longer exchange seed the way they used to. They have to either buy it from Syngenta or Monsanto. This is the power movement that we should have all expected, so we should expect the backlash. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, well said, Brother Davis. You know, one of the things that is, as Mel, great. Thank you for producing that, bringing that to us for today's show. And yes, the dollar is backed. It's backed by the reserve currency status. It's backed by the petrodollar, and is backed by the military. All three of those positions have been thoroughly neutered and are losing influence. And it basically is now, as Mel was saying, it's an all-out effort to hold on to the remnants of what it was formerly able to do, as much as no ground can be lost anymore. Now it's a scorched earth policy. But see, that's just a part of it, because that's what the system really, really wants to do. And the Constitution is real. It is real.
It's the bylaws
it's not
of the corporation.
For any person. Exactly. Right, and that's what Brother Davis was alluding to. It is real. It is for those that fall under that agreement, those that falls under that hedge of protection. And we the people is not you. Just because you were born here does not make you we the people. The we the people is under the trust in the foundation that was established under that corporation. That's who that is. And there's so many ways that is shown to you, but it's been misled the miseducation has been taught to you so that you would think something was true that it wasn't. Because
Dave, the lie has power.
Because you give it truthfulness. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
You really think the U.S. military been neutered? Because I don't. I think that perhaps people aren't as, when I say people, I mean other nations aren't as afraid to confront the United States militarily, but by no means is the U.S. military weak, okay? And the shame is that it's our sons and daughters that's now, and I one time was, you know, in there too, gave our energy to it. If we didn't get our energy mm-hmm. to it and our sons and daughters to it, then they wouldn't be able to perpetrate it. But in terms of the tools of warfare and being able to conduct a scorched earth, they could destroy the earth with their weaponry, man. They really, really, really can. So I don't want to say that they're neutered, like they don't have no power. Man, I'm just afraid for a lot of people, man. on all sides of this. It's the people. When I'm talking about people, I'm talking about human beings. I'm talking about when I was in Saudi Arabia and I'm thinking about what the hell am I doing here in this Iraqi soldier. He's just out there in that foxhole ordered, just like somebody ordered me to be where I'm at. So, you know what I'm saying? And so we the pawns that's doing the suffering, doing the most suffering, man, while those who put all of this evil stuff in place and perpetuating the enslavement, man, they don't shed any blood whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. They create laws that they don't have to obey. They write laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt that they don't have to pay, and they declare wars that they don't have to fight. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Scotty. And this is what all war, 99% of the casualties of war are innocent civilians. 99%. 99%. And what I mean by neutered, yes, I think the military is completely neutered. Here's why I say it's neutered. Scotty's absolutely right. Its ability to engage war from its hardware is great. But see, here's what happened. Just like all the empires in the past, the key to dismantling them is destroying them first economically. Doesn't matter how big your army is, if you can't resupply that army, you are done. That army is done. And the U.S. does not produce anything right now. So in order for it to go online, manufacturing line right now to support a military, and remember, the U.S. has more bases throughout the world than Rome ever had by multiples of three. And this is where you overextend yourself. The U.S. is everywhere. How many countries do what the U.S. does? None. And this is how you neuter them. This is why this is so important. The U.S., for the first time, it's only been able to have such a strong military because it never had a destabilizing enemy, one that could destabilize them. And so how do you destroy the military? Very easily. You attack the supply lines. You attack the routes in order to resupply. And the U.S. has military everywhere. There are U.S. troops, and believe me, I have nothing against those individuals, even those ones that falsely and foolishly think that what they're doing is sincere. Many of them come to the same realization that I did, that Scotty did, and those of you that know came to the realization, this is all a sham. This is all a sham. Here's how they're neutered. The U.S., as you said, Scotty, the U.S. military is a phenomenal force, but its strength, its overall capabilities and how big it is and how much technology and everything that it has makes it so vulnerable. Remember, the U.S. manufactures nothing. And for the first time in this global war, this will be the first time that the U.S. mainland will actually be attacked. So it will take the U.S. time to get up factories in order to resupply their forward movement. Those will be easily targeted. It's already been targeted. I would say this. Have you looked at the economic zones throughout this country? Who owns those areas? They're foreigners. And in those foreigners, could the possibility of sleeper cells be engaged?
Well, see, Dave, this goes back to what we were talking about over the past few days about Saudi Arabia now controlling the U.S. largest oil refinery. I mean, you just outsource everything, and in terms of having an enemy without that can destabilize it, the United States is destabilizing itself. You cannot transfer $100 trillion in debt, let's call it what it is, because for the U.S. to do any spending, they have to go in the debt, but you can't transfer $1 trillion in U.S. debt away from, and then take $1 trillion away from the social safety net, and don't think that all of these now hungry, jobless people are not going to be out there in the streets. And so I would say over the long term, the United States through its militarism and wealth inequality has been destabilizing itself.
Excuse me, brothers. Can I speak? Hello?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had it on. Yeah, Scotty, you're absolutely right. Go ahead. Go ahead now.
Well, what perplexes me is because isn't Saudi Arabia basically in receivership? How are they? I mean, I don't understand that. Isn't Saudi Arabia bankrupt?
Saudi Arabia don't have any oil.
And
their whole economy is based off of oil. And they don't have the production level that they've had before in the past. This is why they want to move into Qatar. This is why they Yemen. This is why they want to move into Iran. This is why they want Syria.
Listen, Saudi Arabia doesn't really have an economy in the way that we understand economy.
Right.
I spent 6 months there, and while they got little shops and stuff like that, they import everything, including labor, manual labor. That's why you'll see them YouTube videos of people being tortured and being held as slaves in Saudi Arabia. They import a lot of labor where workers come in and do the work. They don't really produce anything. They don't have like jobs for their people. The way it is in Saudi Arabia is, like they were saying, everything's paid for by the oil revenue, what they generate off of the oil. The people there, they don't pay for anything.
So, Brother Scotty, what I'm asking is basically like, okay, so they were basically like Venezuela, which was basically they depended on their national, they had depended on oil. That was their money. But what I'm saying is, how is it that they were able to acquire the largest refinery and
petrodollars?
Like Africa?
Petrodollars.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
can I add to that, brother? Because you have to understand that China went into Saudi Arabia and built a huge refinery also. So when they turn around and bought the American refinery, you have to understand, just because we have confrontation don't mean that we can't make money off each other. Because China has a lot staked here in the United States. And believe me, that refinery that was just purchased is going to be processing a lot of that oil coming out of Canada, too. So you have to understand, that's all going to China. These players are playing for keeps because the people who are running the country are on the payroll of the elite, and they don't live here. I just wanted to add that.
Okay, Brother Davis. Yeah. Okay, so just like China has went into Africa and they built them international airports, and with the contingency of, okay, as long as you don't have to pay us, as long as we can get your natural resources forever. And they're moving into Africa. China's really making power moves in Africa. But they're not hiring Africans. They're shipping Chinese people to work these jobs, and they're importing their own people. And I mean, is it the same thing? Is that what's going on in Saudi Arabia? Or I mean,
hey, in Africa,
China's plan is to build an infrastructure to get the natural materials out. Believe me, all of the players that are in Africa right now, it's going to be a war, but that war is going to benefit those people who are getting the natural resources out, not the people who's dying in it, because literally they want to kill Africans more than anything else. They've already demonstrated that in history. I just want to add, brothers.
So it's and I like to say this, and what I always said is, one of the things that this system does is it's cyclical. This period was for the U.S. to be the superpower and the predominant economic driving force that will continue to perpetuate the same practices and procedures of the past under a new flag. China is just the new flag that's going to replace and get the whole world to think that there's going to be something different. And it's going to be something different for a very short time than the old same games of the past. Policies and procedures will be to the forefront again until what? China falls. Then they'll raise another. It's cyclical. The system cares not about race. It cares not about country. It cares just about this: controlling resources to enslave people. Because if you have resources, then you can enslave and subjugate the most powerful resource. That is the energy that your body produces by the way of your free will. It's more powerful than oil. It's more powerful than water. It's more powerful than air. It's more powerful than food. It's the greatest soup is more powerful than any supercomputer that can ever be created. That is what this is all about. And how do you do that? To maintain that is you have to do it asymmetrically. You can't just say to another warrior, I'm going to steal everything you have. What you have to do is come in to say, I have a deal for you. That's where this lies. And it's cyclical. And this is what we're going to be dealing with. Today's U.S. is going to be yesterday's Rome. But see, the thing about yesterday's Rome is that yesterday's Rome has never left. Tomorrow's U.S. will never leave. The new countries that come in as they follow and they're going to go around, today they're going to hate these groups of people. Next, 100 years from now, it's going to be these groups of people because they're going to let the hate perpetuate its movement because now, just as black people enslaved people in the past, that same thing happened and it went to there. Many of us never want to talk about that. That's the truth. Because that's how the system stays in power. It stays hidden, it stays cloaked, and as it's cloaked and unseen, it remains more influential than that which is seen. And that's what Scotty's talking about, that's what you're talking about, Mel, and that's what Brother Davis is talking about. That's what Bragg's talks about on here. That's really what it is that we're dealing with. This is a matter of stealing the most prized asset, that being your energy. Look what your energy is able to build. Look what your energy is able to change, alter, create, or destroy. Very, very, very powerful. Water can't destroy something that it doesn't have residency on. You have the energy and the capability to do that, and you have the energy and the capability to give sustainability. By bringing water from someplace that doesn't have water, you can have the energy and the wherewithal to get water from a spot where it isn't to a spot to where it's needed. Water can't do that. This is really what we're dealing with, and it's so deep. But it's not the fairy tale that's been presented to us. All the world is a stage. And in that stage, there's a script. And the script right now is moving to where the U.S., all empires die in order for the system never, ever to be in jeopardy. They allow the hate to continue to groom, and then everyone, they'll get people to hate that person because of this, 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 and this, and they'll categorize as those individuals, knowing nothing about the truth. Then from that, that energy is able to, you're able to garnish that energy and to build on it and to manipulate that energy for your purpose. And lo and behold, we start selling out left and right. Start selling out left and right. So this is what we're doing. This is what happens. This is how you see this, and history bears this out all the way through. The art of conquering is not just by a gun or taking someone over or by a chain. The first art of conquering is by a pleasant introduction to say, hey, we can do something better together. Is by a deceptive deal. And that's where the poison lies. That's where the poison lies. Because that overall person that's bringing that deal to you is not, their energy resonates in a low frequency and they resonate in a never enough frequency. Remember yesterday during Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis said that love is a harmony. meaning love is a frequency. That also means that hate is a frequency as well. And we have to be able to discern that frequency because it's low. But if you resonate low, that means that that frequency is clear to you. When you don't resonate low and you resonate high, there's a disturbance that you'll notice. And it goes both ways. This is why evil hates high frequency. This is why you'll have someone that has evil intentions. You've seen them before, and they hate people that resonate in a benevolent way. They hate because there's a disturbance among them. So we are, and this is some of the things that we definitely need to be engaging in, sharing, and then growing and preparing and building upon individually, collectively, and within our families. So, so important. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I love that commercial, Scotty. Well, well done. So if you'd like to get in on today's conversation, if you have a point or view, definitely chime in at any time. I can't see the board. Just say, excuse me, we'll hear the voices and bring you up. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and just hit star and just say, excuse me, I can't see the board. Scotty may not be on the board as well, so you might not be able to see that. So just let us know that you are there. So great show, great points brought by Mel. Thank you for bringing us that, and Scotty and Brother Davis and those of you that are listening. I think it's so important that we move from, we know, now what are we going to do with what we know? It's so important. And some of us, and I would say for those of you that are doing what you're doing, continue to do what you're doing because you're self-motivated. To, you've made the decisions that you are going to live out your true talents and capabilities that best serve you, your family, and the overall community. And when I say the overall community, I mean just the overall community, not the community that man has established the borders by city lines, by neighborhoods, by this, by countrymen, by language, by color, by creed, by the, all of that stuff has always been and always will be the poison that silently kills. What was created by out of love and given to all in love is the truth. And everything else outside of that is not the truth, but it becomes truth-bearing because even a lie to bear truth. And it will establish where those that choose to use, because how everything is created, your free will is so strong. However you choose to use it depicts who you are. And we can use it for in the same appreciation that has given us this freely and out of love, or we can use it in adverse, to where we'll have an insatiable appetite and a never enough consumption, where it doesn't matter what it is never enough. That overall energy and that frequency is alive and well, and it is one that could have real growth by every single person that decides to carry that. It's a individual choice under a collective movement. So that is the beauty of it all. That is the complete beauty of it all. And I would say that, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, the great creator will never intervene to disrupt that, because it's perfect. The key is, how will you resonate? But that doesn't mean, because we think so much that, well, then they're going to get away with it. Because when we say that they're going to get away with it, sometimes we got to be careful, is that we're not saying that because, since, well, then they're going to get away with it, then I might as well do it too. Meaning that you really always wanted to do with it because it's been a part of your life all the way through and you've accepted it as the only way to get ahead. But what actually, in my opinion, means is that just because someone chooses to do something, that is the same gift and ability that was given to them out of love in the great creator. They just don't know love. They just love power. But that power will be fleeting. Just as what you do here can be fleeting, because it's going to follow you, your eternal journey. And so I think it's so important that once we look at these global things that go through, and Brother Davis put it so true, we have to look at it simplistically. The global view is nothing more than what I accept it to be from my vision. What is your vision? And whatever it is your vision is, you should be enacting and energizing that. This is why then the overall fear of things doesn't move you. You create this. You create out of the talents that you have and the talents and abilities that you have that were given to you. You magnify that for whatever reason, for a reason of control, a reason of subjugation and enslavement, or a reason of sustainability and love. And I would always say that most hurt children grow up to be angry adults. And so many of us are hurt children. And that has nothing to do with what the system categorizes as a child. I'm saying it from the standpoint as the immature, undeveloped. And many adults are undeveloped. There are many children, star children, that we all have met and know that are much wiser than their overall physical life. They are elder wise. They are ancient. And they carry themselves that way because they've chosen to do that deeply. So we are where we're supposed to be, and how we respond to it is the most important thing. Now, I say all of these things because, yes, your overall, you can, will be affected and influenced by what other energy forces around you happen. There is a form of forms of meditation. There are forms of you protecting yourself. There are forms of you removing yourself physically from the different things to where the outside energy or the energy around you no longer has an impactful effect against you. We really can see this when people are drunk. We really can see this when people are high, and we really can see this when people are completely angry. That shows the capability of things. But I say that for this reason, is that everything happens around us, but we can shelter ourselves, and we have to develop that ability to shelter ourselves from that that does not align with us, does not resonate as us. You have to build your shelter. There's many ways to do it. And I've always found that the first place to always start is to go to what the great creator has given to us in love and resonate with that. That strengthens something else in us. That connection is still there. And those things become powerful, powerful allies. Become everything that the great creator has made lives. There's not one dead tree. There's not one dead ocean. There's not, what I mean by that, I mean it in its original form. There's the atmosphere is not dead, because then it couldn't bring about life. Everything that man creates is an inanimate object trying to emulate what the great creator has made in an artificial realm. This is why you have artificial intelligence. This is why we have artificial this, artificial that, an artificial economy. So all of these things really, really matter. And I didn't mean to go off here, but it's very, very important because of what we're going to be facing. What we're going to be facing should not move us. And many, even, it's difficult to say what you're going to do until you train for what you're going to do now and establish yourself and prepare yourself by start doing it now. Because I say that because when stress happens, you'll revert back to what you've been doing, what you've been trained, what you've been practicing. That is what you naturally do, because that's what you'll see as a method to mitigate the problem that you've had. If we continue to do what this system has taught us to do, it's taught us to scream, it taught us to cry, it taught us to get on our knees, it taught us to surrender, it taught us to wait for some help, it taught us to do this, it taught us to do that, and everything it taught us to do was being submissive and obey. That's submitting. And in today's, in yesterday's, and in tomorrow world, we will always require the great soldiers that have chosen to fulfill their talents and their abilities. There is no greater appreciation from a parent to a child for that child to maximize their birthrights. There's no greater appreciation that that parent has to that child. Just as I believe that there's no greater appreciation when we can choose, because we have that ability to choose, to do with the great love that Creator gave us. And we choose to magnify and to perpetuate that. Not by ceremonial, not by religious ceremony, not by governance decree, not by those that didn't create you telling you how a relationship with the great creator should be. How do they know? That means that they projected themselves as something greater than you. There's nothing greater than you. Nothing at all. So time for us to stop surrendering our greatness and start seizing our talents and abilities that perpetuate our self-determination, our sovereignty, our sustainability, and more important, our prosperity. Very, very, very important. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Monday, there was the video we were going to play today, but the show went the way it should have gone. I really do appreciate those of you that interjected. Monday, there's a very important, because I present these things because I want you to exercise your free will. And I'm going to tell you, man wants you to exercise your vote. Your vote is an imitation, artificial intelligence of your will. The great creator has never required you to vote. Never even required you to do anything with your free will. You could do absolutely nothing with it. You could be malevolent with it, or you can be benevolent with it. It won't change that ability to decide, because the great creator can't go against your free will. The love is so strong. Let them be free, self-determining, and let them prosper. You can't go against it. That's how powerful you are. What you choose to do with it is up to you. What you choose to create and uphold and establish and commune with is up to you. Up to you. And this is why I think it's so important that we realize that the great creator doesn't mean to be your God, because that means you're a ruler. I don't mean to rule over you. It means to resonate in love. That is what creates greatly and what sustains stability and balance. So we're getting ready to get out of here. And coming up next is BIB, Black in Business, the golden voice of CC, and Brother Robert X will be coming on right after that. So we're going to get out of here just a little bit early, because on Thursdays I got to get out of here just a little bit earlier. So I just want to say to you all, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. And on Monday, we're going to have the video that I wanted to play today. We'll put it on Monday. Very, very important. I think it'd be beneficial to you all in your overall warriorism. Continue to be a warrior, because a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. So with that being said, much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you're on the board, I can't see, brother.
Yes, sir.
If
you would chime here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can definitely hear you, Brother Braggs. If you would, chime us out. Much love, much respect to you all. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars.
It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.